This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome to today's podcast entitled Back to Basics. I'm your moderator, Marlene Gebauer, Director of Knowledge Management at Locklord LLP. I am joined today by Barbara Rocha, Head of Knowledge Management and Innovation at RMS. Hey, Barbara, how's it going?
Fine. Hi, Marlene. Thanks for having me.
So I have a few questions for you. When COVID began, firms necessarily adjusted their tech spend. Where have they invested more and where less?
First, I guess the most obvious impact of COVID-19 on professional services was the dramatic increase in employees working remotely. And because of that, the vital role of technology became even more apparent. But due to all the uncertainty that took place, some firms ended up deploying remote work solutions as a short-term fix, imagining they would be able to come back soon. But then they realized how insecure home networks and personal devices were, and they began to change their minds. So as a result, we are seeing firms buying more laptops for employees as firm assets and relying on systems, practices, protocols, providers to help them proactively prevent any cybersecurity risks due to this distributed workforce. So, and tools like that support remote work and virtual collaboration have also become crucial for business continuity and client service. As for where they are spending less, depends on what they have planned before COVID. Changes that were not absolutely necessary were paused because there were a lot of things, a lot of unavoidable changes taking place. So IT teams might take a moment to evaluate how the technology they already had will integrate with the new ones they had adopted in a rush. So this changed the scenario a little bit.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
So with people that were out of the office then and still, focus has necessarily turned to workflow. Things that have been done in a specific way that might have made sense while we were in the office suddenly don't make sense. Have firms looked more into automation, both to streamline and to avoid the need for someone on site to get things done?
Definitely. And when you talk about going back to basics, that's the name of this podcast, is because law firms have to reevaluate the way they deliver services to their clients as a whole. By now, people realize they can do their job without going to the office. It's a fact. But since we're living unprecedented times and there's no playbook to navigate this pandemic, law firms need to guide this change, this process proactively. There's no obvious answer on how things should take place in a virtual environment. So people just went home, and if the firm doesn't tell them how to do and how to change their behavior, it's not going to happen like all of a sudden like a magic. So we need consistency, we need pattern, so we can maintain the culture and deliver service with the same quality in a uniform way. And when people were at the office, they could easily ask questions informally and get help, be corrected. Things worked organically. And now with everyone working from home, people can't work in autopilot anymore. They have to be aware of what they're doing, and they need guidance on best practices and what they should do. So since having people on site is not an option, people found even more value in process mapping and automation, and they started to use analytic tools to keep track of the impact of these changes.
So I'm really curious about this next question. Is cloud having a moment? I mean, prior to COVID, there was still strong resistance from firms to embrace cloud solutions, particularly in regard to financials and other sensitive client data. How has COVID helped move the needle toward adoption of cloud?
I have a personal experience to say to that point.
Please share.
Yes. But cloud technology experienced significant growth in legal industry within the last year because firms started to quickly adopt cloud-based email, e-discovery, time and billing, records management, DMS. And ILTA's 2020 technology survey shows that when respondents were asked, how would you describe the cloud philosophy at your firm, over a third of responses were cloud with every upgrade. And I also believe that more than accelerating the firm's decision to move their systems to the cloud, it fostered user adoption. So a few months before COVID hit, we started the process of moving from file shares to a DMS for the first time at my firm. And while lawyers were working in the office and accessing their firm, the firm's network without much trouble, it took a lot of effort and a lot of time to explain the benefits of moving to the cloud. But when people had to rely on VPN or remote desktop technologies to access critical information, the benefits of cloud technology became difficult to ignore. And we were able to finish the project even sooner than we expected because everyone was on board, and the COVID helped us with the we didn't have to pitch. We just waited for people to see the benefit of it.
Well, I'm happy that worked out so well for you. What about back to office changes? Firms are starting to explore having employees return to the office, at least some of the time. What sort of tech solutions need to be invested in to allow people to easily and safely transition from hoteling to remote?
I don't know if we said it before, but I live in Brazil, and here the pandemic is still very,
yes.
The numbers are high. So, but in the world in general, I think the pandemic is still very unstable. And even with the vaccine rollouts, it's still early to make plans to be back in person anytime soon. So at my firm, what we've been doing is every couple of months, we send a survey to our team. And over, they all express that, yes, there would be a positive side to return to the office. But none of them want to go back to a mandatory 5-day in an in-person work environment. So we will be reassessing in Q3, but we don't think the answers are going to change. And it has become clear that remote work isn't going anywhere. So when we think about implementing our post-COVID-19 office occupation strategies, we don't talk about like going back. Instead, we say that we're going to start adjusting. And I think that most importantly than when and how is be prepared to be agile and flexible, because things are still going to change. Some firms have implemented or plan to implement hotel systems where people use their offices when they come in. But I guess that's harder to do than it sounds. And we've been having meetings over meetings to think about how it might happen in the future. But when you use this hoteling systems, we rely that lawyers have control over their schedule. And it's not that easy, because in order to have a hoteling space, you got to think like, okay, we have enough workstations to accommodate 30 or 50% of our lawyers, and we cross our fingers and hope they'd better not need to come at the same time. And that's very hard. So in my opinion, regarding coming back to the firm or working back in the office, I think law firms should focus on keeping track on how to provide their services in terms of workflow, like we talked before, and automation, and take some time to reevaluate what's working and what isn't. Pandemic related or not, like hiring practices, technology toolkit, policies, and so they can consciously and proactively assess how they're serving the team and the business and be better prepared to handle the future in whatever format works best. If it's a full remote or everybody comes back, it's what service you're going to provide that's more important than how you're going to provide and where from you're going to provide.
Yeah, I know it's definitely a tricky thing to organize. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked a little bit earlier about how offices, you know, basically had to move very quickly to technology that allowed people to work remotely. So what role has training played in the tech change management process? And is it still working?
Okay, so I'll speak from a lawyer's perspective, because I'm a lawyer by training and the head of KM and innovation by accident. But from a lawyer's perspective, I can say that you only learn to be a lawyer. You don't learn to be a lawyer in law school. You only learn to be a lawyer and get trained to be a lawyer by being immersed in the experience of a law firm, of practicing with people around you. It's in simple stuff like learning how to speak on the phone with your client, how to present in front of people, interact in a more casual way, and how to properly leverage technology, or even how to solve technology-related issues. So while working in the office, there was always that tech-savvy colleague or someone from IT to ask for help once a problem erupted. So training was probably underrated, but now things have changed. Now that lawyers are working on their own without being surrounded by colleagues and business service support, they might as well learn how to use all that basic digital technologies like drafting tools, communication software, task management technologies, and so on. So especially because clients need answer fast, and they can't waste time trying to figure out what to do or where to find things. So back to your question, yes, training has been crucial, but not only because of the changes in technology, but also because lawyers found value in learning how to use some of the good old tech that they already had available. And after they see the value of using technology without having to rely on other people to do it, I believe there's no coming back to the way things have been done before.
Yeah, I think training is definitely having a shining moment right now. And again, as you mentioned, because there is a need, there is an absolute critical need to learn things. And so people are doing that. I want to switch gears a little bit because we've been talking a lot about what's happening in firms and in-house groups, but what about clients? Are they having any impact in the tech shifts that we're seeing at the law firms?
Absolutely, absolutely. And especially in the relationship that they're having with the firms, like online communications have strengthened the attorney-client relationship. It's closer now. Attorneys are corresponding with clients as frequently or even more frequently as before. And sometimes they're seeing their clients more than they otherwise would in Zoom sessions instead of in person. And we can say for a fact that our lives are getting more entwined in the sense that everyone has had experiences with a cat or a dog or a kid coming around. I have two kids in my house, so they always bump into meetings and pitches. And I think we've just become a little more human with our clients and vice versa. And it's a good thing, especially because of the barrier that we have between lawyers and the way lawyers present themselves. And from the client's perspective, having impact on the shift in technology is that they also like the fact that they are not spending money for lawyers to visit them. So it's a good consequence as well. But in some ways, I believe clients are the ones demanding these shifts. For example, cybersecurity controls are on the top asks from clients in terms of protocols and systems that firms use, and the way that they conduct their business. So they're keeping track of how firms are using that technology and how they're protecting their data. And there's also pressure on firms to find new ways of working and using technology to improve productivity and client service. So I believe that firms that accomplish this will definitely differentiate.
Well, this has been a fascinating conversation, Barbara. Thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you, audience, for tuning into today's podcast. And again, I want to extend my thanks to Barbara for joining us.
Thank you. Have a nice rest of your day, people.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.